Okay, sorry I went to the end of the tape again, but I just can't seem to keep track of it here in this machine. Okay, let's go back over verse 19 and 20. Every tree that brings forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire, wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. That's a very important thing. And just like the comment was made here, that the comment was made that since he is of the world will hear its own. Okay, but they won't hear what God has to say, but they'll hear their own. You know, he has a teammate called James Worthy, and he's supposed to be some big basketball star too. And last year he was arrested on two counts of soliciting for prostitution in Houston, Texas, while the team was on the road. And it was announced on the radio, and everybody knew it because it was on the radio, all on the radio and television, nightly news. So here's the game. Starts out, and Jim Worthy is not there to start the game. So at halftime, he comes in, is able to start, and the whole auditorium of 12,000 people stood up and applauded him when he came in. You talk about hearing their own. Couldn't be a better example of it. It's the same way with this Kennedy thing, you know. He stands there and runs in Clarence Thomas, and then he turns around and tells his lawyers, you do the same thing to this woman down here who's accusing my nephew of rape. Okay? How many saw the news clip of that woman who was kicked off the jury? Okay, well, what she said was absolutely right. And in my opinion, she should be on the jury. That's right. Nobody 3 days ago. Now she'll be an inquirer and all that. This world is so crazy. Let's go on here now, verse 21. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who is doing, and the doeth there means doing or practicing the will. Now, not just commandments, the will. It says in John 14 that if you love me, you're going to be keeping my words, and these words which you're hearing are not mine, but the Father that sent me. So it's will and words, not just which commandment, Lord, everything God has said. Does anyone want to stand up before God and tell him, look, God, I don't want this and I don't want that. And if you want me, you can do it my way, Lord. God says, if you want me, you're going to do it my way, not your way. Okay? For many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? In your name have we not cast out demons? And in your name have we not done many wonderful works? Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Now, this is the same word that is translated transgressions in 1 John 3 and verse 4 in the King James Version. In the Greek there is anomos, against law. You who are lawless. And a person who is lawless is a person who doesn't want God's laws. And what is their favorite thing that they like to do with God's laws when they get rid of them? Put in their own laws, right? Mark 7, full well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition, and a tradition is anything that you devise to replace the law of God. It's that simple. And all of that is sin. So one of these days, you know, someone like Magic is going to stand up and say, oh Lord, look what I did. He's going to say, I never knew you. We did it in your name. It was a good thing. I didn't send you. Depart from me, you that work lawlessness. Now, let's go to the book of 1 John, and we'll see some things here concerning keeping the commandments. All right. concern keeping commandments. 1 John, the second chapter. Very profound, very, very basic. That's why these seven general epistles should come after, should come right after the book of Acts before you start reading the epistles of Paul. So before you start reading the epistles of Paul, you know you got to keep the commandments of God. Unless you know that, before you start reading the epistles of Paul, you'll end up like all of these Protestants who don't believe you have to keep anything. And they say, which laws, Lord? Just love the Lord. Okay? 1 John 2 and verse 3, again, very, very basic scriptures. And hereby we do know that we know him if we, and it should read, are keeping his commandments. So it's something that you know that you are doing, and it is something you are practicing, keeping. Okay? He that says, I know him, and is not keeping his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Doesn't matter how pleasing the personality, doesn't matter how big the smile. You know, and they had this stupid program on, I just saw a little bit of it, and Ed and I would enjoy watching television together. We're remote freaks. If we don't like the commercial, we kill it. If we don't like the program, we switch to another one. And so I was doing that the other night. That's why I have my own TV. Okay. I'm relegated to my own corner with my own TV. So I can go whatever I want to do. Okay? So I was flicking through there, and they had this program on. I think it was, they're trying to get everyone to get on HBO or Showtime or whatever. And so they had one on there of this girl who had witchcraft powers and put her fingers together and bzzz like this and made a guy change or disappear, you know. Ha, 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 it's all humor. You know, just like I said at the feast. The way you introduce sin is put it, make it funny. See? Make it funny. Who is the one who has been setting up the whole world for the New Age religion, has been setting up this society for all of the animal rights stupidity, been setting up the society for all of the eco-freak stupidity, and which is a big lie that we are causing the ozone hole? No, it's because of the activity on the sun and the solar storms and all that and the increased magnetism coming to the earth. Okay. Who is it that's been doing all of that? None other than one of your most favorite, most wonderful, most beloved movie producers in all the world. Walt Disney. All of his cartoons and all of his movies. If you don't believe me, he puts out some pretty good ones from time to time. So you have to censor it. But how many of the movies? What was that? Pete the, what dragon was it? Huh? Puff the magic dragon. Okay. Who is the dragon? Satan is the dragon. The dragon is nice and helpful and friendly. Okay? How do you think they get all these things into the kids' minds? How do you think they brainwash them from little kids up with all these cartoons? Animals are not animals. They're people. Now you can't even ride a horse. That's cruelty to animals. Can't even wear a fur coat. Go freeze in Siberia, you know. But let the animal live. Oh, I got to tell one more on this. Had to move the refrigerator clean behind the refrigerator. Have you ever done that? After 15 years. And it was dirty, 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 dirty. And I was down there scrubbing around on my hands and knees, and guess what I found? A mummified mouse. See, so if you don't take care of things, your sins are going to find you out. And there was a mummified mouse. So I picked it up and I showed it to Dolores and I said, look what I found. Okay? I thought that was really funny. She didn't appreciate it too much, but she laughed anyway. Okay. Now, back to the subject here, away from mummified mouses and dirt and stuff behind the refrigerator. But the point is, many people's lives are like that. Nothing is done for so long, and then finally they move off the spot, and it is like moving the refrigerator. And it's been in there 15 years, too. Has not moved. Okay? Now, verse 5. But whosoever is keeping his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected, and hereby we know that we are in him. And he that abides in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. Now, which commandments did Jesus reject? None. Almost an accurate statement. He rejected none of the commandments of God, but he rejected every commandment of man that was contrary to the commandments of God, didn't he? Yes, he did. Okay? What did Jesus say about the law? If you ask the question, which law? Let's go to Matthew 5. Matthew 5. Okay? And we'll see from, if you have a red letter King James Version of the Bible, guess what? You're going to have red letters right here. And it's just the way that it always is with human beings. When you're told not to think something, guess what happens? That's what they think. Now, the reason they do that is because in dealing with human beings, when you're told not to think something, you generally have to think of it because you're being told not to think of it because that's what they want to do to you. Oh, I'm not here to harm you or hurt you. See. But when God says something, that's a different case. When he says don't think something, don't do that. Okay? So Jesus said here, Matthew 5 and verse 17, he said, think not. Which means don't even let it come into your mind. Which means if you don't think about it, you're not going to practice it, right? Okay, so think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy but to fulfill. And in fulfilling, there were certain things that were changed. Not done away, changed. And superseded by a greater requirement from what was originally given. And that is fulfilling. And the word fulfill here means to fill to the full. Now, if you have something that, you say, quart of milk, half full or half empty, depending on whether you're positive or negative, but that's neither here nor there with God. But you're told to fill it up, you fill to the full. That's what Jesus did with the laws of God. Remember, and that's the whole lesson of Matthew 5, 6, and 7. What did he say about adultery? Said, you've heard it said in past time by the ancients, you shall not commit adultery. I say to you, don't look upon a woman to lust after her in your heart, to commit adultery in your mind with her, because you've already committed adultery. Is that not greater than the command, don't go to bed with this woman? Yes, that's much greater. Absolutely. And so read all of Matthew 6. We won't have time to go through it, Matthew 6 and 7. Okay? Now then he adds to it verse 18. He says, for verily, or that is truly, or amen, or surely, this is, you know, so be it. I say to you, till heaven and earth pass, question, are heaven and earth still here? Yes, they're still here. Okay? Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Two ways of looking at that, as you know. Till everything that God has planned to do be fulfilled. Is everything done that God has planned to be done? Is it fulfilled? No. The other way of looking at it is this way. Until everyone is fulfilling it. That is the law. And that's possible. Now, here's what he thinks about doing away with laws. Now, we won't get into those complicated scriptures which tend to make people believe that they can do away with laws. They can't do away with any of the laws of God any more than they can stand up and shake their fist at the law of gravity and say it doesn't work. You know, that's stupidity. Verse 19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, and it's the false prophets that have caused the problems, right? Now, a false prophet doesn't have to be a religious person. It can be just anyone who will teach anyone to do anything which is contrary to the laws and commandments of God. Anybody. It says, whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments, and the understood thought for the subject of the connective here is, whosoever shall teach men so. Well, it doesn't matter who they are. He shall be called the least, and that means less than nothing, and if you're at least if you're a zero, you're something, right? A zero is something. But if you're less than nothing, you don't exist. He's saying you won't be there. That's what he's saying. In the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, even the least of them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the way your righteousness exceeds that is that you have the Spirit of God within you. You have Christ to justify you. You have the grace of God to cover your weaknesses and sins. And your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. Why? Because you love God. That's why. And you're keeping God's commandments, and the scribes and Pharisees did not keep the commandments of God. They kept their traditions full well. You keep your traditions that you may reject the commandments of God. So therefore, this is hard for someone to understand, especially if they think that the Pharisees and things were great law keepers. Let's go to John the 7th chapter for just a minute. And we will see what Jesus even said of the scribes and Pharisees and the religious leaders. And what a shame. They had the law, they had the temple, they had the commandments, they had the covenant, they had everything that God had given them. And in spite of all of that, what did they want to do? Make their own laws, make their own traditions, reject God, and do their own way. And remember this, Christianity did not come out of Judaism. That's a false statement. Christianity has come out of the Old Testament, the laws and prophets and writings of God, not Judaism. It came out of Judaism only in the sense that to keep the commandments of God and follow the prophets and writings of God, you must essentially divorce yourself from Judaism, which is the religion of the Jews. Okay, now, here's why. And John 7 and verse 19 bears this out. Well, let's go back to verse 17. If any man will do his will, we talked about the will of God back there in Matthew 7 and verse 21, he shall know the teaching or the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that is speaking of himself is seeking his own glory. And I cannot help but just, in my mind, visually seeing Magic Johnson and Arsenio Hall. I mean, even Arsenio Hall was a little embarrassed in it. And for him to be embarrassed is really going a long way. I don't watch Arsenio Hall. I can't stand it. I think it is the most vain, frivolous, stupid show that has ever been. But if people want to watch it, that's up to them. There's no law against stupidity, I guess. Okay? Now, but he that is seeking his glory that sent him, in other words, he, Christ, who is seeking the glory of God the Father who sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Now verse 19, did not Moses give you the law? And yet none of you are keeping the law. Profound verse. Christianity came out of the Old Testament. Christianity did not come out of or originate in Judaism. All those who became Christians, though they were Jews and following Judaism, had to divorce themselves from that. And that's the agonizing period from the crucifixion of Christ until the destruction of the temple. Now let's go to Matthew 19. Matthew, the 19th chapter. And let's see an example where the very question was asked, which commandments, Lord? Because a lot of people want to have the blessings of God, but not do what God says. Okay? Matthew 19. And let's pick it up here in verse 16. Well, let's come to verse 13. Matthew 19 and verse 13. And then were brought to him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. Don't bother him with these little kids. And Jesus said, allow the little children, do not forbid them to come to me, for as such is the kingdom of heaven. They're believing, they're willing, they're wanting, they're anxious, they want to do what is pleasing. And the law of sin and death has not been stirred up in them. You can't quite say that today. But back then, it was not stirred up in them where they're little walking hellions at 2.5. Okay? And he laid his hands on them and departed. And behold, one came to him. Now notice the difference between the children, and now here comes the opposite. Okay? One came to him and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Now everyone wants eternal life. No one wants to die. Not even the mafiosa. That's the whole quirk and the thing with the mafiosa, why they have their Catholic burials. Somehow, even though they've done what they've done, if they bury them in, with the church and pay the Pope his dues, they'll make it in somehow, okay? Because no one wants to die and die forever, all right? So Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? Because as a human being, though he was God before he became human, he could not say he was God or that he was good, inasmuch as that while he was human, he was not God. Okay, and as long as he had the law of sin and death in him, he was not good. Though by human standards, he was totally, absolutely perfect. By God's standards, he was totally, absolutely perfect. But the flesh profits nothing. That's why he said, why call me good? There's none good but God. If you will enter into life, keep the commandments. So he said to him, which? That's the whole question we're asking today. Which? And he said, you shall do no murder, shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, love your neighbor as yourself. And the young man said, all these things I've done from my youth up, what do I lack yet? Well, Jesus said, you have to go above and beyond. That's what's required. Sell all that you have. You want to be perfect? Give to the poor and have treasure in heaven and come and follow me. And 1 Corinthians 13 told us that if you give all that you have to the poor and don't love God and follow Christ, it really doesn't matter. It's nothing, okay? So the young man, when he heard this saying, went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And that's the way it is with people. Lord, I will do it if it makes me happy. Lord, I will do it if it's convenient. Lord, I will do it if I agree with it. Lord, I will do it if it doesn't cramp my lifestyle. Yes, Lord, and I'll tell you what I will and won't do. All right? Now, we've listed all the commandments, and someone is surely going to say, well, he didn't mention the Sabbath. Nah, he didn't mention the Sabbath, did he? No, no, no. Okay, let's go to Mark 2. We'll get all the Ten Commandments here. Mark 2. Of course, if you have the Sabbath, if you believe in the Sabbath, then you have to believe in all the holy days. You can't have one without the other. You can't buy one shoe and say you have a pair. Got to have them both. Okay, Mark 2 and verse 27. He said to them, that is the scribes and Pharisees accusing him of things that they thought were wrong but weren't. Jesus said to them, the Sabbath was made for man. That's why it was made, on account of man, because man needs the Sabbath. And not man for the Sabbath. So therefore man cannot tell God what he will and will not do on the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord, who is Jesus Christ, also of the Sabbath. And there, as you know, basic is the Lord's day. That is his day. Now, let's cover two things that are very important that we need to cover, which is the thing concerning circumcision. All right? And this created great problems in the New Testament church. I'm sure you're well aware of that. Because the Pharisees said, you cannot be saved. Udunatai, which means impossible to be saved unless you're circumcised. Okay? They're stuck with a problem. Put in your notes Genesis 17. Abraham walked with God from 75 years old until his 99th year. Inclusive counting, that's 25 years. Which is longer than a lot of people have been in a church. Now, I've been in church a little longer than that, but that's nothing to brag about. During those 25 years, Abraham obeyed God, kept his commandments, followed him, had faith, and believed in him, and what? He was not circumcised. So 99 years old, he was circumcised in all of his household, and at that time, Ishmael was 13. Then when Isaac was born, he was circumcised on the eighth day, according to the command of God. Put in your notes, please. Exodus 12. No one, okay, Exodus 12, it's about verse 40, 45 on somewhere in there, okay? No one was to eat the Passover unless they were circumcised, okay? Question, did God do away with circumcision, or was circumcision a temporary something until a more and higher and greater requirement came into place with circumcision? First thing with circumcision, you exclude half the population because they're female, right? Right. Okay? Circumcision was only temporary, and it was forecast to be done away. Does anyone know where that forecast of it to be not done away superseded by a greater circumcision, which applies to all, male and female? Does anyone know where that prophecy and commandment is? Circumcision of the heart, and where is that found? In the New Testament or the Old Testament? It's found in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 10. Everything that God replaced with the New Testament was prophesied in the Old Testament to take place. Okay? What was the first thing he told David when David wanted to, build him a temple. He said, I'll build a house for you. What did God say in Isaiah 66, verses 1 and 2? Put that down in your notes. Isaiah 66, 1 and 2, referring to the temple. He said, where is the house that you, as a human being, will build for me, that is God? For the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool, and everything that you would build a house for me for, all these things my hand has made. And who was the chief of the corner of the temple that was rejected by the builders? Jesus Christ. And in the sermon, you can put down in your notes also, Acts the fourth chapter. What was Acts 4? What was one of the first things that Peter told those religious leaders? He said, the stone which the builders have rejected, the same has become the chief corner, which was Christ, showing that in Christ the temple was going to be destroyed. So we have that in the Old Testament concerning the temple, don't we? Yes, we do. No great surprise that it was going to be gone. Okay, now, same way with circumcision, Deuteronomy 10. And let's pick it up here in verse 12, because this tells us this is New Testament doctrine here. Deuteronomy 10 and verse 12. New Testament doctrine. It's interesting. The word Deuteronomy means the second giving of the law. That's what it means. Duo is two. Nomos is law. The second giving of the law. That's what Deuteronomy means. Okay, verse 12. And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require you to do but to fear the Lord your God? Can we not find that in the New Testament? Let us fear, because our God is a consuming fire. Yes. To walk in all his ways. 1 John 2 and verse 5, we're to walk even as he walked, right? And to love him. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being. Old Testament, New Testament, right? And to serve the Lord your God, how? With all your heart and with all your soul. And to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you this day, for your good. Behold, I call the heaven, and the heaven of heavens is the Lord your God, and the earth also, and all that is therein. Only the Lord had delighted in your fathers to love them, and to choose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. Now there is a command and a prophecy of the true circumcision of conversion. And I imagine how many arguments that the Apostle Paul had in the synagogue over Abraham. I mean, you're not going to deny that he walked with God 25 years being uncircumcised. Not going to, and that's covered in Romans, the 4th chapter. Okay? Here's the reason. For the Lord your God is a God of gods, a Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible God, awesome, which regards not person nor takes a reward. What are you going to bribe God with? I'll be a good boy, Lord. You're not going to bribe God with that. I'll give you all that I have, Lord. He owns the universe. What are you going to give him that he hasn't already given you? Okay? I am an important person. I am a sports idol. You must regard me because I am the greatest. Whoever the name of the athlete may be. Okay? He does execute judgment of the fatherless and the widow and loves the stranger. Is this not a prophecy then of bringing Gentiles into the church? Yes, it is. Among other prophecies in Isaiah. Okay, because he loves the stranger and giving him food and raiment. Love you therefore the stranger, for you are strangers in Egypt. And you shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and you shall cleave unto him and swear by his name, for he is your praise and he is your God that has done for you these great and terrible things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down into Egypt with 70 people, and now the Lord your God has made them as the stars of heaven for a multitude. Chapter 11 and verse 1. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God, keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always, and that it may be well with you. You can read all the rest of chapter 11. Okay, now let's go to Colossians, the second chapter. Colossians 2. And let's pick it up here in verse 2. That your hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. None of this New Age fangle-dangle nonsense. And this I say, lest anyone should beguile you with enticing words. And that's exactly what Magic Johnson is doing. You should have seen these poor, pathetic, stupid little teenagers marching right along like dutiful little soldiers. They sent the news media out to the high school. And what do you think, that Magic Johnson has AIDS? Well, I think it's a shame that he has AIDS, but when I have sex, I'm going to have safe sex. What a bunch of stupidity. Young, stupid little teenage kids out there just following along what they're told. You're going to risk your whole life on 1 millimeter of plastic? Nonsense. Tile you with beguiling words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I'm with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and stabilized or established in the faith, even as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after God. And that's what all of this whole stupidity is. It's going to follow in the wake of Magic Johnson. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. You can't go any higher than that. What else do you need? You don't need a spirit, which is a fallen angel. You don't need an idol. You don't need a movie star, a basketball star, a rock star, whatever it is. You need Christ. Now, notice, verse 11, in whom you, male and female, are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. So whenever anything has been superseded in the New Testament, it's not doing away, it's making spiritual and more binding the thing of circumcision, you see, or the thing of worshiping in the temple. Isn't it much greater to pray directly to God the Father in heaven above than to go all the way over to Jerusalem and stand there at the Wailing Wall and rock like an idiot while you pray and stuff a little prayer and a piece of paper in between the rocks on the Wailing Wall, or to bow to Mecca five times a day? Isn't it much greater to pray directly to the Father in heaven above? Yes. And that's what the circumcision of the heart does. You see, with the circumcision made without hands and the putting off of the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, which is done, what? Buried with him in baptism, wherein you are also risen with him through the operation of the faith of God, who has raised him from the dead. And that you, being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, he is quickened together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. And that's what the circumcision of Christ does. Now let's go to Romans, the second chapter. I hope we don't run out of tape here. Let's come down here to verse 25. Romans 2, verse 25. For circumcision verily profits if you keep the law. Now he's talking to the Jews here. But if you be a breaker of the law, your circumcision is made uncircumcision. It's the whole point. Therefore, if the uncircumcision in the flesh keep the righteousness of the law, which you're not keeping, though you're circumcised, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? Yes, because it's of the heart. And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge you, who by the letter and circumcision transgress the law? Boy, I know why those Jews hated Paul. I mean, for you to say that a Gentile who is uncircumcised is going to judge you, a Jew. Oh, man, that's rock-throwing time at the Wailing Wall, I tell you. Okay? Verse 28, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly in the circumcision of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So you see, it's not a matter of doing away with law, because God hasn't done away with any laws. It's not a matter of which laws do you keep and which you don't keep. It's a matter of the application of all of God's laws in the Spirit, which are important. And that's what's so important. Now, when we get into the book of James, and the next time we get together, we will start in it. What we will do is I will run off the pages that I have. We'll do this. I'll bring a three-hole punch. You can punch the holes in it if you want to. You can put in a three-ring binder. And then when we're all done, I'll give you a finished-bound copy of the whole thing. And then you can put in there whatever notes you want. But that way we'll do it as we go along, too. So we're about out of tape, so that ends it for today.